CeeLo Green, judging by my text messages, you ought to be calling me from Tampa.
I'm in West Palm Beach now.
That's where you play tonight.
Oh, that's where you play tonight. You mm-hmm. You played Tampa last night?
I sure did.
You sure did. Yeah.
Skeet Ritchie is working you hard.
We working. We on the second leg of the tour, so I've been out here a month with him. It's going great, I must say. I'm very privileged to
I've known him all my life, and I've never known him, well, except when the Commodores were, for him to work this hard.
You know what? He's doing it really, really graciously and gracefully. I mean, like, it's really impressive and, quite an inspiration to see, how well he moves and how well he's received out here after all of these years.
Yeah.
Two full hours of bona fide classic hit record. So, I'm a student out there.
And you rip the stage up before he gets on, so they have to repair the stage. Then he has to get on there and rip it up again.
And you know what? I take it as a compliment for him to recognize me and allow me to be a part of it is, so flattering, and I only want to do right by him,
So when did you have time to do a reality show?
I shot most of it last year when we were doing the Las Vegas residency that I did there.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that, and I brought all the guys out to the West Coast, and they were part of the Vegas show. I just got a call from TBS, and they were just kind of like in the market for doing something semi, reality based, and I said, well, we've got something,
It's scripted.
It's semi scripted, what I mean? Like when I said I wanted to do something. I said I wanted to liken it to like Curvy Enthusiasm. You know that show, right?
Oh yeah. A lot of improv.
Yeah, it's basically where they give us a premise and then we can bounce off of each other. So all of the dialogue is really freestyle, basically.
So who's in this reality show with you called The Good Life?
It's the Goody Mob, man. It was supposed to be like a pairing with the album that we put out, but we ended up getting placement on the TV show a little later, and we released that reunion album last year, and it did really well for an independent album and after a 14-year hiatus, and people are taking to the show pretty well too. They think it's funny. I'm like, okay, they'll put anybody on television.
CeeLo, I just saw you this weekend in a movie called Begin Again, which I thought you were absolutely charming. And I loved it.
Well, thank you so much. It's getting a lot of great reviews. I mean, you know what? I haven't even watched any of the Good Life episodes or the movie yet because I'm a little nervous to see myself, man. Like, you're always your own worst critic. So,
you seen the promo?
I seen the promo.
The promo where you throw out the first pitch for the Dodgers
game.
That's
interesting. Yeah. So CeeLo.
I'm gonna sit down and watch. I got my kids are DVRing it for me, so I'm just gonna sit down and.
Yeah, you're making it easy.
You're making it easy for us, man.
Because the things they put on there, what did you turn down, CeeLo, that you absolutely refused to do?
On the television show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We came, but let me see. They wanted, they try. I'll admit this. They, when the reality show comes up, you know what's typically associated with it, and then that's like drama, and they're like, is there any kind of jealousy or
trying to create some stuff?
And I'm like, no, we don't really have any of that. And I'm saying, like, these are like my older brothers, and everybody is really, really fortunate for yet another opportunity to be, in the light, and I'm more than grateful and generous with sharing the success, and we loving it. So it's like, no, it's no drama.
Uh-huh. All right, CeeLo.
So are you having an opportunity to work on music while you're on the road too and create new music? How does that work?
Yeah, I am. I've been working overtime, y'all, trying to, and this is really a lot of the reason why I wanted to, to take a hiatus from what became a really demanding, job with the Voice and everything, and I wanted to do some new music and get back out. So it all kind of fell really, really, really impeccably. You know what I'm saying? Like, the tour with Lionel Richie.
Are you going to write with Lionel Richie? Or?
Yeah, you think y'all sing
exactly.
something together?
Well, actually, we talked about it. And,
yeah.
We haven't done it yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm kind of like always waiting in the wings. If he ever called me, I just want to be ready. But his show is kind of set in stone. So maybe it'll be toward the end of the tour when he just want to kind of get loose and have some fun. And you know, we all wish him a happy birthday and everything. And so, yeah, so maybe I'll do it later on in the tour.
Well, I've seen it, and it's great. Man, I saw you all in Seattle when you first started.
Well, Tom, man, you know, you've always supported me, and I really appreciate it. And that's why get up in the morning and holler at you, man. And you came out to Vegas and supported me, too.
That's right. I'm a CeeLo Green fan.
You need to check out one of his songs on this soundtrack. It's called Horny.
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 Gotta be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.
It's the time for the morning show.